Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Silvia Traganida, and with me today is Deepika Taplio, Senior Markets Editor. She's going to tell us about the fertilizer market in India at the moment. The Fertilizer Association of India is hosting their annual seminar this week, and the timing couldn't be more appropriate, as India has been the focus of the fertilizer world since it scrapped a big import tender last week. Hello, Deepika. So, we hardly ever hear of India scrapping a tender for urea. What happened?
Thanks, Silvia. Well, yes, it was a shock for everyone when STC said they won't be buying any urea under their import tender, which closed on 16th of November, especially as traders had already agreed to supply about 830,000 tons of urea and were just waiting for the LOIs. The Indian government apparently wasn't comfortable with this $40 per ton increase in prices since their last tender in late September, so that's why we heard that they scrapped the tender. Plus, there are huge stocks in the country, farmers are not buying any fertilizers since October, and then there's been this entire currency ban or demonetization in the country, which has further impacted farmers' capability or financial capability for buying fertilizers. This move, this scrapping of the tender, it's garnered a lot of international interest, as you can imagine, because it's come at a time when the urea market has been running up and prices internationally have increased sooner and higher than anyone could have imagined about a week back.
I see. So do you think they will retender then?
Absolutely. There is already a lot of talk that we may see a retender, another urea tender from India as early as probably mid-December. But frankly, the timing is anyone's guess. Also, how much would they need to buy? With unsold stocks in the country estimated at 4 million tons or higher, there isn't need for much urea really. But the government always prefers to have some additional tons to start the new year in case farmers come back to the market. Because in India, when the farmers start buying, these inventory levels get depleted very quickly.
I see, but what about international markets? How have they reacted to the news of the tender being scrapped? It must have come as a surprise to them.
Well, the initial reaction was obviously of shock. It has been perceived as negative for urea prices in general because you hardly ever hear of India scrapping a urea tender. And it's come at a time when the urea market was on fire and urea prices were going up as much as $20 per week. We have seen buyers retreat after this news, and producers are also preferring to wait and watch, and they're trying to assess what's happening with the market, where the market is headed. So it's a bit of a frozen situation, or people are being very cautious about what they do next. Price levels in Brazil for granular urea are already lower, and there are expectations some pressure will also build up in North Africa and maybe even the FSU. We need to track what happens especially with these 830,000 tons that were going to go to India. Where will this urea end up now? We understand that out of the total, 280,000 tons was from China, but the traders are now trying to move that quantity domestically within China itself because operating rates are low and stocks are limited. A Yuzhny cargo which was meant to go to India has now been diverted to Turkey, while there is stock of Iranian sales into Turkey and Europe as well. The pressure though will definitely be on Iran, as they have more than 400,000 tons of unsold urea available at the moment, but that could partly be exported and partly put in warehouses in anticipation of a new Indian tender. So the urea market is in a state of uncertainty. We all need to look at how things pan out in the next few weeks, but initial reaction is that the news is not as negative as was expected to be before.
I see, and we will definitely be keeping an eye on it. So thanks for explaining that, Deepika. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Silvia Traganiga.